Practice Test 1. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
See anything you like?
Yeah, those plates over there with the flower design.
The ones with the single rose in the center?
No, the ones with the small flowers around the rim.
Which plates does the woman like? Number 2.
Sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for Mr. Willis. He's not at his desk in the personnel department.
He's probably in the conference room then. If not, you could try the cafeteria.
Okay, thanks.
Where has she already looked? Number 3.
Does the ferry leave at noon?
Usually, but today it's going to be half an hour late setting off.
I'd better pick you up at around 11 then.
What time will the ferry leave? Number 4.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a penknife, one with two blades and scissors, a can opener, and a nail file.
Then you need the camping department on the first floor.
What does he want to buy? Number 5.
Do you really think we should print the article in 3 columns like this? I think 2 columns would look better.
Okay.
And shall we have the photo of the author at the bottom of the page in the center?
Fine. It'll make a change from having it in the top right-hand corner like we usually do.
What will the page look like? Number 6.
Guess what? I'm going on a cruise.
That's fantastic! How long are you going for? A week?
10 days, actually. We were interested in a 2-week one, but it was a bit too expensive.
Well, have a wonderful time.
How long is the cruise? Number 7.
Hi, how was your day at the office?
Awful. The computers went down, and then there was a problem with the lights. They kept going on and off. At least the phones didn't stop working.
Sounds chaotic.
It sure was.
What was working properly? Number 8.
Sorry I'm late, but the traffic was terrible.
That's probably because of the roadwork on Providence Drive.
Actually, a bus broke down in the middle of the intersection, At first, I thought there'd been an accident.
Why was the woman late? Number 9.
Are you going to eat that slice of pie?
No, the sandwich I ordered was much bigger than I expected, so I'm not hungry now.
In that case, can I have it? My salad wasn't very filling.
What did the man order? Number 10.
I'm thinking of taking out a subscription for this travel magazine. It's very interesting.
Why not call and do it now?
Because I'm going to mail this coupon at the back. I could have subscribed online, too, but my computer's acting up.
How is the woman going to subscribe to the magazine? Number 11.
How come there are only pears in the fruit bowl?
The kids must have eaten all the bananas. There are some strawberries in the fridge, though.
I don't really feel like any.
What fruit is in the house? Number 12.
What a shame we couldn't get tickets for the ballet tomorrow evening.
I know, but I was thinking we could see a play instead.
That's not a bad idea. It certainly beats seeing a movie like we usually do.
What are they going to do? Number 13.
Look, Caroline's coat is the same as yours.
Except that mine doesn't have a hood.
Or such big pockets.
Which one is Caroline's? Number 14.
Are you flying direct from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C.?
That's right. Originally, we were going to stop off in Chicago for a few days.
Well, maybe you could do that on the way back.
I doubt it, because we're flying back through New Orleans.
What route is the man taking to Washington, D.C.? Number 15.
Have you seen the cat? It's nearly time for her vet's appointment, and she's not in her basket.
Isn't she sleeping by the fire? That's where she usually is.
I already checked there.
In that case, she's probably curled up on the bed upstairs.
Where hasn't the man looked yet? Number 16.
Hey, is that a new health food store I see on the corner?
Where the pharmacy used to be? Actually, I think it's a bakery.
Oh, you're right. I couldn't see the sign too well from here.
What store are they looking at? Number 17.
Hello, Tony's Travel.
Hi, could I speak to Helen, please?
She just stepped out of the office. She should be back in 10 minutes.
I really wanted to speak to her, but I've got to be at work in 20 minutes. Could you tell her I'll call her in about half an hour?
How long will it be before Helen returns to the office? Number 18.
Have you beaten the eggs yet?
I'll do that as soon as I finish slicing this onion.
I'd better not put the butter in the pan to heat up then.
What will the man do next? Number 19.
Excuse me, how much are these t-shirts?
$10 each or 2 for $16.
I'll just take one white one.
How much will the man pay? Number 20.
I hear you plan to leave New York once you finish law school.
Yeah, I'm moving to Cleveland.
Isn't that where you were born?
Well, my family moved to Phoenix when I was still a baby, so I think of that as my hometown.
Where did he spend his childhood? Number 21.
I still have a lot to do to get ready for the meeting.
Can I help? I can make the photocopies if you want.
That's been taken care of, but you could get some pencils from the supply room so that I can put them on the table.
What is she going to do? Number 22.
Excuse me, I have an appointment with Mr. Smith at 11. How do I get to his office?
Go straight down the hall to the door on the left at the far end. It's just before you get to the stairs.
Thanks.
Where is Mr. Smith's office? Number 23.
Is that the medication the doctor prescribed?
In this tube? No, that's some sunblock I picked up at the drugstore.
How silly of me! So I suppose she gave you some pills.
That's right, although I was expecting some kind of syrup.
What medicine will the man take? Number 24.
Do you know if Anne is in her office? I need to see her about something.
Well, usually she's in by 9, but she's going to be about an hour late today.
Oh, I guess I'll see her later this afternoon then.
When will Anne be in her office? Number 25.
Can I get you some tea?
Yes, please, with a slice of lemon.
No sugar?
I'm trying to cut down, but maybe just a little.
What is he going to bring her? Number 26.
Where did you say we were going to meet Paul and Anne?
In that restaurant we sometimes go to. I can't remember its name, but it's got outdoor seating and the menus written up on a board by the door.
You mean Marco's?
No, it only has indoor seating.
Where will they meet their friends? Number 27.
Oh no, it's pouring. I'm going to get soaked.
Borrow an umbrella if you want. There by the front door.
I don't think this dotted one suits me.
That belongs to my daughter, and the one with flowers is mine.
I think this plain black one will do.
Which umbrella belongs to the woman? Number 28.
So, you're off on a business trip next week?
That's right. I'm meeting with a client in Memphis. He's flying in from Orlando.
And when will you be back in Denver?
Probably by Friday.
Where is she traveling to? Number 29.
I got really hot on the train coming home from work today.
Packed as usual, I suppose.
Just the opposite for a change, but I was wearing a heavy winter suit. I just didn't expect it to be so sunny today.
What was it like on the train? Number 30.
I'd like to book a room at your hotel. Can I do it over the phone?
Sure, as long as you can give me a credit card number for the deposit.
But I was planning on paying the bill when I checked out.
That can be done either by credit card or in cash. But a deposit has to be paid when reserving a room in advance.
I guess I'll have to stay somewhere else then.
What doesn't he want to do?